Welcome to the AMD GPU Daily. Today is January 24th, 2026, and we have a packed episode lined up for you. We'll cover some exciting developments in the GPU space, including new software releases, an innovative DIY project, some astonishing thrift store finds, and a few eyebrow-raising incidents in the GPU market. So, let's dive right in. Headline overview. 1. DXVK NVAPI 0.91 released. A significant update for Linux gamers, allowing better integration with NVIDIA features. 2. Custom RTX 3080 Heatsink Mod. A Reddit user transforms a car amplifier into a stunning and efficient GPU cooler. 3. Thrift Store GPU Score. A shopper finds a Radeon RX 5700 XT for just $4.99 at Goodwill, highlighting hidden gems in the market. 4. Unboxing Nightmare. A user receives ROX instead of an RTX 5090, raising concerns over resale scams. 5. Zotac price increases. Reports of canceled orders and significant price hikes amid ongoing GPU supply issues. Deep dive into the news. Let's kick things off with the DXVK NVAPI 0.9.1 release. This update is crucial for Linux gamers using NVIDIA hardware, as it brings enhancements that facilitate the use of features like NVIDIA DLSS, Reflex, and PhysX in Windows games running on Linux. This version introduces an environment variable for overriding the DLSS super resolution and refresh rate scaling ratio, which should enhance the gaming experience for many users. Additionally, there are various fixes and workarounds, such as fake successes for Reflex API calls to address specific issues in games like Doom, The Dark Ages, and The Last of Us Part 2. The logging for the Vulkan layer has also been improved, which should help developers troubleshoot more effectively. This release rebases against the latest NVIDIA driver headers, Vulkan headers, and DirectX headers, ensuring compatibility with the latest technologies. If you're a developer or a gamer on Linux, this update is definitely worth checking out. Next up, we have a fascinating DIY project from a Redditor known as ComplexSupermarket89, who turned a 100-watt car amplifier into a custom heatsink for an RTX 3080. This mod was born out of necessity. The user faced overheating issues with their MSI RTX 3080, with hotspot temperatures reaching a staggering 105 degrees Celsius. To combat this, they repadded the GPU and then decided to get creative by repurposing an old car amplifier's heatsink. They crafted a custom aluminum block, painted it white for aesthetics, and added RGB fans for flair. The results? A temperature drop of at least 10 degrees Celsius. While the memory chips still reach high temperatures, the larger heatsink significantly delays that rise. What's more, they've even considered further modifications, such as adding a recessed fan for additional cooling. It's a testament to ingenuity in the PC building community, showcasing how a little creativity can lead to significant improvements in thermal performance. Now, let's shift gears to a remarkable thrift store find. A lucky shopper walked out of Goodwill with a Radeon RX 5700 XT for just $4.99. This GPU, which launched in 2019, is still capable of delivering solid performance for 1080p and even some 440p gaming. The card had been modified by its previous owner, featuring copper cooling blocks instead of standard thermal pads. After some basic maintenance, the new owner got it up and running without any issues. This find highlights a growing trend where older, yet functional GPUs are being donated or sold at thrift stores for a fraction of their market value. With many stores lacking the expertise to evaluate PC components, savvy gamers can score significant deals. However, it's essential to approach these purchases with caution, as there's always a risk that the hardware may not work as expected. On a more cautionary note, we have a disturbing unboxing story involving a user who ordered an RTX 5090 from Amazon resale and instead received a box of rocks and a towel. This incident raises serious concerns about resale scams, where the original product is swapped out for something of similar weight. The user recorded their unboxing experience, and while they can likely return the item for a refund, it's disheartening to see such scams proliferate. Lastly, let's discuss Zotac's recent pricing issues. Reports have surfaced that Zotac has not only canceled GPU orders, but also raised prices by $200 or more across various models. Users have taken to Reddit to express their frustration, with some claiming that their orders were canceled just before the price hikes went into effect. This situation mirrors previous incidents with other companies, where pricing errors led to cancellations and increased prices, leaving customers feeling cheated. The ongoing memory shortage, coupled with NVIDIA's decision to end its MSRP compliance program, has led to this chaotic pricing environment. It's a reminder of the volatile nature of the GPU market, where supply and demand can lead to unexpected and often frustrating outcomes for consumers. Closing thoughts. As we look ahead, the landscape of GPU development and sales continues to evolve rapidly. With advancements in software like DXVK and VAPI, innovative DIY projects, and the unpredictable nature of the resale market, it's an exciting yet challenging time for gamers and developers alike. The future will likely see further integration of AI and machine learning into GPU development, as well as continued efforts to address supply chain issues. As always, we'll be here to keep you updated on all the latest news and trends in the GPU world. Thanks for tuning in to the AMD GPU Daily, and we'll catch you next time.